Back home, a former circuit court judge has been sentenced to 4 years in jail for sexually assaulting six boys and attempting to rape one of them. 59-year-old Gerard O'Brien was a secondary school teacher before becoming a solicitor and subsequently a judge. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, was in court and joins us now. Orla, remind us of the charges that Gerard O'Brien faced.
Well, Gerard O'Brien was found guilty, Gavin, of one count of attempted rape and eight counts of sexual assault. This involved six boys, and four of these six boys were students or former students of his at the time at CBC Monkstown in South Dublin. The offences took place between 1991 and 1997 when the victims were aged between 17 and 24 years old. He was in his late 20s and early 30s at the time. Now, O'Brien was born with no arms and only one leg, and the court heard this was probably as a result of his mother taking the drug thalidomide when she was pregnant. He needed assistance dressing and undressing and going to the toilet, and some of the young men, the victims in this case, had been involved in helping O'Brien with these tasks. And the court had heard that O'Brien had developed inappropriate relationships with students involving giving them alcohol, bringing them to the pub and allowing them to stay at his home. Oftentimes they stayed at his home to help him because of his disabilities, and most of the victims in the case woke up to find Gerard O'Brien sexually assaulting them.
Tell us about what Judge Owens said during today's sentencing hearing.
Well, these were lengthy sentencing remarks. He said that in hindsight, it could be said that Gerard O'Brien was engaged in predatory behaviour, that none of the victims were expecting what happened. They were all caught off guard. He had misused his position to win the trust of pupils. These pupils greatly admired Gerard O'Brien. He was very much involved in the school. He was involved in the school musical. They admired him for the way he was dealing with his disabilities, and they wanted to help him. But the judge said the jury could have had no doubt that O'Brien had manipulated things to give him the opportunity to engage in this activity. Now, he said that O'Brien had said that he didn't intend to cause hurt, but he said that was an inevitable consequence of what he had done, and it was more likely, Judge Owens said, that he just didn't reflect at the time on the harmful consequences of what he had done, of his actions. He said he was on the lookout for opportunities to pounce on victims, and alcohol was also a disinhibiting factor. Now, we heard, and the judge referred to today, the fact that his activities as a sex offender came to an end after O'Brien's final victim fled and told his mother what had happened. And he was then dismissed from his job as a teacher. He went for treatment and subsequently after that began his legal career. And Judge Owens said that given his high profile, he became a judge of the Circuit Court in 2015. It was perhaps inevitable that victims would then come forward. But he said O'Brien had brought this on himself, and his conviction showed that he had been unsuitable to hold judicial office. He went on to say that O'Brien seemed to show no remorse. He appeared to blame others for his predicament. He believed that he was manipulated, not the manipulator, and was put in a position where boundaries were blurred. And Judge Owens said O'Brien's victims didn't agree with that, and neither did he. His attitude was unrealistic, self-indulgent, and lacked insight.
Orla, you've been speaking to Gardaí about this case too.
Yes, outside court after the sentencing. So Judge Owens sentenced him to 5 years and 9 months in prison, but suspended the final year and 9 months, leaving an effective jail sentence of 4 years. And outside court, investigating Gardaí, led by Detective Chief Superintendent Colm Noonan from the Garda National Protective Services Bureau, spoke to reporters about the case.
An Garda Síochána would like to acknowledge the extraordinary bravery and the courage of the victims and the witnesses who came forward in this case. Breaking the silence around sexual crime is a courageous and a crucial step towards achieving justice. I believe each of the victims will and have inspired others who might feel isolated or afraid.
And that was Detective Garda Colm Noonan, Superintendent Garda Colm Noonan, ending that report from Orla O'Donnell, our legal affairs correspondent.